out there in the world, people are gathering in a bar, dancing hall, and different things. But they choose to come to your house. They choose to be with the Lord, to bring in the new year, knowing that you are the Lord that is able to keep them. Knowing that without you, Lord, we can do nothing. Therefore, Lord, let your name be exalted. Show forth your hand to deliver and to heal, to bless your people, Father, that this hour will bring in something to us that will encourage us that the Lord, according to his word, will always be the same. He said, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. And that is the word of the Lord to each and every one of us tonight. In 2025, every hour, every day, every week, every month of the year, the Lord has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Receive the glory, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But without further much ado, we go to Exodus chapter 19, verse 4, for the message of tonight. Exodus chapter 19, verse 4, on Eagle's Wing, part 1. On Eagle's Wing, part 1. It's going to be a series. Bring the introduction and some other part of it tonight. Does God give opportunity to preach the remainder of it within the year? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Somebody read with me and say, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on what? Eagle's wing, and brought you unto myself. Amen. The Lord will bear you on eagle's wing in this new year we are entering in Jesus' mighty name. He will bear you in such a way that you will know that this is the Lord doing. Amen. And he will fly you right unto himself. So God will fly you on eagle's wing unto himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The person on the this thing, can you put that picture on the screen there? Hallelujah. That is a symbol of an eagle and the eaglets. You can see it's a symbology that the Lord is using here. This is how the Lord is going to bear the children of God, the saints of God, throughout this 2025, if you believe it, shout hallelujah. And we are going to come and explain that later on. But you will be on eagle's wing. It denotes strength. It denotes providence. God's divine providence that will be with you throughout this year we are about to enter in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now the eagle here is God, and you are the eaglet, or the type of the Holy Spirit that is always going to be around you throughout the year, as long as you stay with the Lord. Amen? Amen. Do not leave him alone. Always hold on to God. Every one of you that mentions the Lord, hold on to him tight this year. But God has chosen this year, I call it year of completeness, because it's 2 plus 5, perfection. Completeness we are going into this 2025, and God will do great things among his people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There will be utterances that God has given to you before, things that have been said that has been delayed, but in this year it will manifest in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. So ego here is a bird, but a different, special, unique type of bird. And we're going to bring out some parts of it tonight. And later on in former and later messages, we bring more of it. Unique in such a way that God decided to use it to show himself and you, children of God, what the characteristics and things that this bird is, as an example of what God will do and is doing in your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Eagle is a majestic and a noble bird. It is so that over the years, eras of time, you see monarchs of different kingdoms, kings, entities, corporations, nations, kingdoms. They use it as a symbol of the caliber of the type of people or quality they think or believe they are. You see it on their flags, on their ensigns, on their emblems, on their coat of arms, on their standard. The Roman Empire, they have it on their standard, ego, perching on top of their standard. Always, they carry it in the face of war, wherever they are going. It's an identity that people choose. If you look at our pulpit here, you see a symbol of ego that we choose, holding a scroll, bringing a message to the people of God. It is such that there is certain things in this bird that God saw, God created, and is saying to you and me that some of these qualities, or these qualities should be in us as a sign of who you are. The strength and the grace of God has done this and will give him glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But ego is such a bird that there is certain things in them that God choose to use to denote to me and you as a children of God. And I want to say that according to your faith, let it be unto you, what you believe God for is what you will receive. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you believe that you are an ego, then you are an ego. If you think you are a vulture, it's up to you. If you are a carrion, that is up to you. If you know that you are an ego, you are not a crow, you are not a hawk, then an ego will be able to show forth the character. The genetics that God has implanted on this noble bird is in each and every one of you. And we're going to bring some of them out tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So don't stoop low to the rank of the vultures. Don't stoop low to the nobodies. You have to remember who you are, a daughter and a son of a king. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are these African adage say that the son of a king is a king. Amen. The Lord God have elevated you and he's showing you, he say, on eagle's wing, I have delivered you out of Egypt, a house of bondage, a plain of Spain, of fear, and I brought you not to any other place, not to any other thing, but unto myself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Lord will accomplish this in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord will do it to his glory. You are born victorious because we are in Christ Jesus. Just an ego, as we're going to identify some characteristics of some of this bird, and you will see how it tallies with the scriptures, why it agrees, why God using it as a symbol that you, what you are to him, of what he created in you. But unfortunately, many times, many of us have left this part. Many of us do not see what God sees in us. Many of us does not identify with God identifies with us. But I pray in the name of Jesus that this year you will be what God called you to be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In every aspect of your life. You will not fall short by one dot in Jesus' mighty name. You will rise to the occasion and you will shine for Jesus. And God will be glorified in your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So we are going to declare some of the things, and then we are going to pick few of them for tonight and speak on them. I say that God has made this eagle so wise that they tend, not just tend, they build their nest on the rock. And just as eagle build their nest on the rock, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will be on that rock that never fell through 2025 in Jesus' mighty name. The rock of ages, the rock that never fell, will guide you, will hold you, even as you build your nest in him, you stay in the Lord. Amen? throughout this year that is coming in Jesus' mighty name. Another quality of eagle, we are going to go into a little more detail, is that eagle ride the storm to advantage. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. When the storm of life and things are making other animals to chicken out and fear, they ride it to advantage. And we're going to bring some things for you to notice why that is possible. And these things are in you. And God will even bring it more out of you as you follow him, as you recognize it, as you believe him in Jesus' mighty name. Amen? Another quality of this eagle is that they renew their strength. And this year, in the mighty name of Jesus, your strength shall be renewed in Jesus' name. I know that 2024 has taken a lot out of many of us. There have been some unanswered prayers. There have been certain things that is delayed. There are certain things that has frustrated and the enemy has built a hedge. But God will come in such a powerful way for you this year that he will move it and renew your strength in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Another quality that will be the second part of my message later on sometime is that eagle does not eat dead meat. And your portion this year will be fresh meat in Jesus' mighty name. Not something that is left out, not something that is polluted, not something that is not good. The Lord will assign you a portion. The angels of the Lord will bring it into your life that your portion will be fresh every day. Every day, every hour of the day, the Lord will bring fresh things, good things to your way in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe it, you believe it. If you don't believe it, I believe it. The portion, whatever you believe, so shall it be unto you. This is my belief in Jesus' mighty name. That the drag, the hindrances, the things of yesterday, of 2024, will not follow me into 2025. The Lord will do new things in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Another quality of this eagle is that they remain faithful. The Lord God account called us to be faithful to him as a steward that is faithful in all his works, in all his duty. The Lord will make way for you to remain faithful to him, even as you seek the Lord every day of this year in the name of Jesus. Not just you, but people around you, your family, God will start to bring things together for you in such a way that you have never seen. Things that has been scattered, rebellious children, whatever it is, maybe husband or wife or whatever, that's not. God will line this in such a way that faithfulness will follow you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God's faithfulness. And that will transcend to every area of your life. In your finances, God's faithfulness will show. In your health, God's faithfulness will show. In every aspect of your life, his faithfulness will show and abound. And it shall be new every morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Eagle also flock together. They don't mix. You will not fall into the wrong people this year in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not get mixed up with the wrong crowd in the mighty name of Jesus. There will be a separation and the Lord will call you unto himself because he has promised in the word tonight, say, I will fly you on eagle's wing unto my very self. When the enemy wants to push you into the wrong crowd, the Lord will separate you. Anywhere evil is determined, you will not be there in Jesus' mighty name. You will be late or you will be before, but you will not be there in Jesus' mighty name because the Lord has separated you unto himself. Amen. Eagle have clear vision without any ambiguity. Maybe later on we go into that if possible today, if not, but your visions, the things you are believing God for, and the things you have believed God for, it will manifest in Jesus' mighty name. There will be no ambiguity. There will be no confusion. There will be no controversy. The Lord God will bring it to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say blessed be the name of the Lord. These things will the Lord do for them that believe it. And I believe, O Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, eagle build their nest on the rock. When they build their nest, they don't just build it anywhere. They go to the highest of the highest rock and find a tree that is under rock and build their nest. And one of the things they do when they build their nest is that they don't want anything between them and the sunshine. You don't want anything between you and the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They want their sunshine to shine directly. That's why they choose the highest point and make sure there's no shadow, no crop, no. They find a crag of rock and build it. They also build it on a solid place that can withstand storms. Eagle does this for a reason. Because they know that there will be time that such things will happen. And when they build their nest, there are some things they do in building their nest that shows the wisdom of God. They start by building with a strong wood. They put a lot of wood, strong ones, on the base of their nest. After they put these bases or the wood on it, then they go and pick up some shrubs and put on it. And then after that, they put some thorny woods, shrubs or wood that has nails or, you know, like thorny ones on it. And then they go gather leaves and put on top of it. And then they find feathers or wools or whatever they can lay down and put in it. This is where the eaglets are going to be. So they sit on this place and they hatch. And when they hatch for this boss, they stay there for the duration where they are born. But at a point in time, when you are due for promotion, when it is time for lifting up, when God have ordained that there shall be a lifting up in your life, he say, eagles start to do what? They start to tear their nest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let us quickly go to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11. Deuteronomy 32, 11. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttered over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. When it is time for this eagle to fly, they are comfortable in this place they built for them over the months. The little eagle say, no, mommy, I don't want to go anywhere. It's like nice here. It's comfortable. But it is time for promotion. It is time for them to fly. The eagle then start to do what? They start to pick out the wools, the feathers, and the soft branches until they are now lying down on thorns. And they say, oh my God, this is thorny. This is not comfortable. Where is this nice stuff we have before? And the mother is saying, the Holy Spirit is saying, it's time for you to soar. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's time for you to fly. It's time for you to get promotion. But God is preparing you to you. It looks like there's some persecution or trial or whatever. But this is God's design. This is the eagle's design for their chickens or the eaglets to fly. So the eaglets say, no, this is not too much for us. And they are at the point, they hop around. They don't want to do anything. They are used to this comfort. But the Holy Spirit have a plan. So after something, he takes them and put on their back. The eagle takes the eaglets and put on their back and go on a flying tour. And the little eagle will, of course, say, oh my God, this is beautiful. I am flying with mom. I am flying with mom. So how did they are comfortable there? So he swear with the young ones up to the high heavens. And then suddenly it drops under them and they are on their own. And the eagle says, I'm falling, I'm about to die. Mom, why do you do this? Come on and catch me. You lead them to try your wing. It isn't working. You scoop right under them again, and they patch back on the back of the eagle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In this way, the Holy Spirit is telling us what God does in our life at times. The things we call thorns, the things we call trials, the things we call pain, it be God at times trying to get us to the higher level. They will try this after some time, one day, when it drops, and they say, just fly your wings, mom. Fly your wings, eagles. Fly your wings, my child. Do it, you can do it. This is something you are born into. This is something that you are. This is your inheritance. This is what the enemy will not take it from you in Jesus' name. And so the eagle will start to fly and start to try and say, my God, I can do it. Yes, of course you can do it. You are not a chicken. You are not a carrion. You are an eagle. Believe with me, you are an eagle born to fly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For a time, the Lord will carry you on his back. But there's a time you have to fly and be on your own. And soar even as your mother, the mother eagle, does. This is the plan that God has. So this eagle have this character that they bring out and they manifest it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Another thing is that eagle ride the storm to advantage. They ride storms to advantage. The picture here shows there is a storm, there is a thundering, there are things going on there. And he's not running back to that craig of the lock. He's riding into the storm. Why? Eagle has certain qualities that make them to be able to run or run in the storm or fly in the storm and be in the storm to an advantage. Their eyesight is able to change. They are able to see 30, 40, 340 degrees. In other words, they can see practically in the front and in the back of them. They can also rock their wings. Now, I explain these 3 points. When an eagle is in the storm, those small birds are running around. When they are caught in the storm and stuff, they are helpless. He picked them up easily for lunch. So your storm is an advantage because the Lord has ordained it so, but you have to know how to use that storm to advantage. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is watching. He will never allow things that you are not able to bear to come to you. He will hold you, but even that storm, look for a way of escape. He will provide it. And out of that storm, there will be an advantage. So eagle in the storm has this ability to see things in the normal way. Two kind of focus, vision. They see things normal in the time things are normal. But when the storm starts, their eyes changes, their vision changes, they are able practically to pierce the veil where others will not be able to see anything. They go beyond to higher dimension. They see things from the high heaven that ordinary birds, ordinary vultures will not even come close. It's a rate of 3 to 1 or even more than that. So they have that. Two is that they're able to see their front and practically on their back, so nothing can hide virtually from them. This is how God will explain to you your visions to be clear without ambiguity. Many of us have made mistakes in life because our visions are not clear. Many of us have gone wrong in life because we have not looked well to know where God is leading us and we just take with the flow. God is telling you that just like this bird, this great majestic bird is. He created you to have this character in you. That's why he called you an eagle. He didn't call you or put you on the back of an elephant, the big animal in the forest. He didn't call you and put you on the back of even a lion that is called the king of the forest. Or even the big fish that well know. He say on eagle's wing. That's where he bore you. And you are an eagle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this bird will now be able to soar in the storm. And when they are soaring, they lock their wing. They lock their wing in such a way that it's like they go into a paradigm shift that nothing can move. Can you put the picture where they lock the eagles, lock their wing? They lock it in such a way that nothing, you can see the design there, that's the eagle flying. But when they lock their wing, nothing will tear them. So in this fashion, they are able to go, pierce through the storm to a calm level. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the Lord is telling us, locking your wing is like locking your faith. Even in the midst of trial, your faith is locked so that you are not easily moved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He said that the Lord is our rock. In him we hide. He's a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, God is our shelter in the time of storm. Mighty rock in a weary land, cooling shade on burning sand. Faithful guide for the pilgrim band, a shelter in the time of storm. He is a shade by day and a defense by night. God is a shelter for us in the time of storm. There is no fear alarm, no fears affright. He is our shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us beat. A shelter he is in the time of storm. We will never leave nor our safe retreat, because God is a shelter in the time of our storm. O rock divine, our refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near. The Lord God is our shelter in the time of storm. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Ego, we said in this verse that they ride the storm to advantage. The reason is because they have a clear vision, no ambiguity. They are also able to do what? Rock their faith, their wing in such a way that nothing will shift them, nothing will move them. They have that focus, they have that ability to rock their wing and go above the storm. Where other people are caught in these things, our refuge, your rock, is able to see you through in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Another quality of the ego we are going to bring out, we're only going to say this because we only have so many minutes, then the other ones we bring there, the main part of these messages in series to come, blessed be the name of the Lord, that ego is able to renew their strength. Let us quickly go. Before we go there, let's read this Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2. Let's read that to conclude this part we're reading. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, what will I do? I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Let us say amen to that in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, it says, ego also renew their strength. To renew their strength, ego have to do certain things that is practically unthinkable. Ego is supposed to live about 70 years. In that 70 years of their life, midway, around 48th year, they will find out that certain things are not what it used to be before. And that is like life. They find out that their feathers are getting stingy, no more able to flow they used to be before. Their beak and their talons become stiff. Do you know when the Bible says, let us quickly read it before we go, Isaiah chapter 40, 31. Isaiah 40, 31. Isaiah chapter 40, 31. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall do what? Renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. As we declared before, there are many things that made you faint in 2024. It will not carry over in Jesus' name. You have seen the end of that. That Egyptian is over with. The Lord has flown you unto himself. I believe it and you believe it, and so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. But to renew their strength, they have to go through some rituals, some things that is hard. One of the things the ego will do is that they go into the cave, into the crag of the rock, and go and hide for a period of time. They pull their feathers out. Painful as it is, they purge themselves by pulling this feather out. The great feather that is what? Without their feather, eagle is nothing but just an ordinary bird. But the chicken is better than them at that point. But they pull it out. Then they find a stick or stuff and beat their talon on it and their beak and pull it out. He said that at that time, other eagles, knowing that they are going through this phase in their life, come in there to drop food for them because they cannot hunt for themselves. They can't do what they used to do. But eagle will do this thing because they want a renewal. It's either that or that. When we face situation in life, it looks like things are out of whack. And they are. And the enemy seems to think it is time for you to rise and renew their strength. Amen. Them that wait upon the Lord shall do what? Renew their strength. Eagle at this point will do this and push themselves, take out their feathers, take out their beak, take out their talons, and wait. And you know what? They start to grow back. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They start to grow back. They start to grow back. And then suddenly, within a period of time, a new feather has built in. A new talon has built in. A new peak has built in. This quality, these things they need to be able to survive is renewed. But that is telling us also the way, the process at times God allows us to go through things that may look so challenging, so bitter, so hard. But God is calling you that your faith is being renewed. Your strength is being renewed. It is not an end for you in Jesus' name. It is just a beginning for a greater thing to come. It is time for promotion. But you have to believe it, you have to see it, and you have to accept it with the eyes of faith. At that time, if you see the eagle, when the talon is gone, when the beak is gone, when the feathers is gone, you look at him and say, okay, he's done with. He's dead. The enemy will say you are done with. But you are not done with in Jesus' name. A new and a refreshing time is coming in Jesus' mighty name. And the Lord will bring it to pass in this year. We declare it and we believe it together in the mighty name of Jesus. A new and because the enemy has challenged our days. But I tell you what, it is time to favor Zion. The time appointed is come. I, Emmanuel, will grab it, and everybody here, I pray, will grab it this year in Jesus' mighty name. We will move into that rank of ego, into those things that God has ordained. And we will make it happen by believing the Lord. Therefore, there is a call to trim your lamps. Amen? There is a call to trim your lamp, to break your fallow grounds. When we call time for maybe waiting on the Lord, be part of it. The little you can. Your prayer life, your reading of the word, the things that God called us to do, those are like the ego renewing their strength. It cannot be easy on this ego, but he did it because he wants something to happen. He's able to buy another 20, 30 years of life for himself. The enemy is always there to challenge us. Me and you doesn't know what tomorrow will bring, but we know who owns tomorrow, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us hold on to his hand. He will never fail us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I will now declare that you will be carried on eagle's wing to divine appointments in 2025 in Jesus' mighty name. I declare again that the God of most will carry you to divine prosperity, both in your soul, spirit, and the physical, in the mighty name of Jesus. I now declare that by mighty God will carry you even in eagle's wing that you, the things that you have pursued, you will now overtake them in the mighty name of Jesus. You will overtake them and no doubt, without doubt, recover all. And even more will the Lord apportion to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord God is our refuge. And under his everlasting arms, we will always be. Now I want to call on everybody here, those that dwell in the shelter of the Lord, who abide in his shadow of the Almighty. Say unto the Lord with me, the Lord is my refuge, my rock in whom I trust. Amen. And he will raise you on eagle's wing, bear you on the breath of dawn. make you to shine like the sun and hold you in the palm of his hand. The snare of the fowler will not find you in the 2025 in Jesus' name. No famine will come your way in the mighty name of Jesus. He will satisfy your soul with goodness and his mercy in Jesus' name. Under his wings will be your refuge. His faithfulness shall be your shield. You need not fear, for no terror by the day or night will come upon you. Hallelujah. Thousands may fall about you. It will not even come nigh you in Jesus' name. For to his angel he has given a command to guide you in all your ways. Upon their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot upon a stone. The Lord God will hold you in the palm of his hand and say, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm in 2025 in Jesus' mighty name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's stand on our feet, everybody, and put our hands together for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. He will fill my heart today to overflowing, as the Lord commanded me. In the name of the Lord, I ring. He will fill my hungry state to overflowing with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost and fire. Aseka Masheka. Let's stand on our feet as we bless the Lord. Flowing as the Lord commanded me. In the days of the Lord I reign. He will fill my hungry soul to overflow with the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost and fire. He will my heart today to overflow. In the days that I wandered, in the days that I travel, he will fill my thirsty soul. Flowing in Jesus' mighty name. Your portion this year we are entering shall be such that it will be the portion of kings in Jesus' mighty name. Your lot will not fall into meager or mean ways. The Lord will exalt his horn of salvation over you and show forth his hand in a mighty and powerful way for the people of the Lord. Put your hands together, everybody. Praise to you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody has taken something. Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. I love that song. That song was ringing through my head. before he started. So this is the moment. There was a woman whose situation was terrible. She owed so much money, and they're about ready to take her and her son and everything away. And this woman met the servant of God. He said, come on, go bring a few vessels. And a miracle started happening of multiplication. Of multiplication. If she brought only one vessel, she would have only a vessel full. So she went and borrowed from her neighbors. The man of God said, now go sell. He will fill your cup. You know, a lot of times we pray for the physical, but God, that which was written of you before time was, that you will fulfill your purpose. This is the anointing time. If you love, like to be anointed to the new year, I want to invite you, a line over here and a line over here. I'm going to call some of our elders here, Pastor John, Pastor Austin, Pastor Julius. If you like to be anointed into the new year, you don't have to. But if you think there's something about your destiny that is worth pursuing, please stand up. Please stand up. This line and this line. I wish. There's nothing magical about it. It's just anointing on. I will provide. And Lord God will fill your vessel. That which was written of you before time was. A lot of times we pray for the physical. We pray for the money problems, for the other problem. But that which is supersedes the physical, that for which God wrote about you, that may be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we present to your children before you that desire this moving to this new year, that your goodness and your favor will go before them. So let it be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. We give you glory, honor, dominion, power, majesty. Whatever we are, whatever we hope to be, it was because of you. So Lord, we present ourselves. Help us to present ourselves as living sacrifices. Let us pour ourselves as an offering before him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So please just let's just move it. If you want to kneel down, fine. If you want to stand up, fine. If whatever you want to do, it's fine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you in the next few minutes. We've only got about 5 minutes before the end of this year. And we're going to go into worship. This segment is worship. We're going to worship the Lord as we cross over into the new year. The praise team will lead us in worship. Go ahead, praise team. You to join in the worship. You may stand up, you may raise your hands, you may kneel down, but let's worship the Lord. Praise Him.
The highest, your name
Yeah, let's put our hands together for the Lord. He is worthy. He is worthy. Somebody praise the Lord. Bless the Lord your God. Bless the Lord your God. Tell him how you love him. Tell him how great he is. Tell him, hallelujah. He wants to hear it from your lips. I love you, Lord. I bless your name, Lord. How great thou art, Lord. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Ah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another year. Ah, love you, Lord. We glorify you. Veko sabore shendarabole san. Sarole rebo shandi makauri vasenda makau. Rokenda mos saru lakubare makash. One more time, everybody shout hallelujah. Give it up for the Lord Jesus. Shout hallelujah. Give it up for Jesus. Shout hallelujah. Well, let's give it up for Jesus. Shout hallelujah. Let's give it up for Jesus. Shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord, and we welcome you to 2025. Woo! Hallelujah. What a beautiful way to usher in the new year. And let me be the first to say, Happy New Year! Hallelujah. Don't go away. We're going to have a banquet in our banquet hall. You can greet all your family and friends. And then we are going to go to the banquet hall. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Glory, glory, Lord. We give you glory.